sure what I'm going after. Sit around and listen to your laughter. What's up, everyone? We're back another week. The Silicagel Slop Hour. You know who it is. It's me, the host of the Silicagel Slop Hour, Dan. As we usually have these wonderful Thursday mornings / Wednesday nights, you know, whatever. It's final season, you know, so been pretty miserable for everyone, I think, myself included. But we're gonna get smooth with it. We're gonna get nice with it. You know, I've been on a big Isaac Hayes kick recently. So we're going to start with some Isaac Hayes. He's the greatest. He's the coolest. I don't care that he's a Scientologist. He gets the pass. We got Never Can Say Goodbye right now. Opening track off Black Moses. Classic. Smooth as hell. Let's hear it.
Never. say goodbye. You see, I need you so. I never say goodbye. I never say goodbye.
So awesome, man. He is the coolest Scientologist, I think, out of all of them, you know? Like, I like Beck. He was a Scientologist, but he wasn't, like, cool, you know? He didn't exude swag in the same way that, Isaac Hayes did, you know? And I think that's just the truth, objective truth. Anyways, what do we have? Sorry, I gotta work out these profiles real quick. Okay, yeah, perfect. So, what we got up now? Now we got another classic. Of course, it's World Cup. I got World Cup fever. Of course. Unfortunately, I'm English. So I got to root for England while they're still in it, right? It's finally coming home. But once I get knocked out by France on Saturday, vai Brasil, Brasil campeão do mundo. Eu não falo português, pelo. You know, campeão do mundo, I got to go for Brazil. So I'm playing a Brazilian song up now. This is a classic by Tom Zé. One of my favorites. It's Morena. Beautiful. Nice. Love the percussion he got going on there. Just a great song. I'm going to play it. Please enjoy. Sit back. Whatever. Have fun. Oops. We have a technical difficulty. Okay. We're running that back.
Morena, minha morena. Tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Meu quarto tem 7 andares, reinado da minha vista. Eu tenho céu e mar, mas nada disto me conquista. Meus olhos desocupados só querem viver seguindo a tua pista. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Eu ando desarrumado no trabalho e no amor, até deixei de lado meu futuro de doutor. Com o dinheiro da escola comprei uma lente de alcance e foi um horror. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Morena, minha morena, tira a roupa da janela, vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela. Vendo a roupa sem a dona, eu penso na dona sem ela.
He's so awesome, man. Great tunes, great records, you know. Check out Tom Zé. Next, different, George Clinton now. You know, this is some 2015 George Clinton when he was This is from 100% Electronica from 2015. Really classic album in my personal canon. It's very clearly a vaporwave artist trying to make a normal pop album, and it sounds like it, and that's why I love it so much. This is Did I Flounder. Great, you know, catchy, quote-unquote lo-fi in a way, you know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Just enjoy it. Let's go. Yeah, man. What a tune. Love that song. Love that album. Whatever. This is more World Cup inspired music, you know. Who else? I'm assuming everyone else saw the Morocco Spain thing. Really, a solidarity with Morocco in this instance. Really rooting for them overall. I said Brazil and England earlier, but really, if Morocco won it, I think that'll be the best thing for everyone, I think. So, celebrating Morocco's win over Spain, we are playing Moroccan music. This is some stuff from the Habibi Funk label. This is a Moroccan disco track from the 70s. Zina. I'm not going to try pronouncing the artist's name. I don't speak any Arabic whatsoever. You know, it's like a fun, catchy little disco track. It goes hard, I think, you know. Whatever. Let's go. Awesome. Yeah, it goes hard, you know, what else can I say? Moving on, we got a little track from my favorite bands ever. Formative band for me, Unwound. This is a generally topical track, because it's called December, you know. And we are in the month of December, of course. This is from Leaves Turn Inside You, you know, everyone should know. What a record this one is. What a song this one is. Really great, really awesome. I'm just going to go ahead and play it. Yeah, whatever. Like, post-hardcore. Like, yeah, whatever. Just enjoy, you know? That's all that matters. Sit back.
Thank you.
Goddamn, man. Rest in peace, Vern Rumsey. One of the best to ever do it. Man, what a record, really. Leaves Turn Inside You, contender for, I think, best album of the last, like, 22 years. One of the best albums of the millennium, I would say. But that's just me, you know. Just me. Moving on from a classic Olympia Washington post-hardcore, we got some Caroline Polachek, because she just announced her new record, you know. And I was thinking about it, and Pang, her last record from 2019, is probably, like, one of my most listened to, you know, pop albums of the last some and odd years. And yeah, I've been listening to it again a lot, you know. And this is a track I really like from it. Hit Me Where It Hurts. It's nice, you know, it's catchy. Gorgeous production and all that, you know. Everything you'd want, a little pop track. We're just gonna go play it. Let's go.
I'm feeling like a butterfly trapped inside a cage. Maybe there's something going on. I'm not insane. If I'm already out of time, then make it worse. Go on and hit me in the heart. Hit me where it hurts. I'm feeling like a butterfly trapped inside a plane. Maybe there's something going on. I'm not insane. If I'm already out of time, then make it worse. Go on and hit me in the heart. Hit me where it hurts. Go on and hit me in the
bullseye. Dead end. Moving. Target. Carousel. Carousel. Baggage. Claim it. Promise. One day you will hate me. But right now, just write it out. Write it out. Write it out. Magic carpet over London. Through the ceiling. Watch you dreaming. Promise. One day you will hate me. But right now, just write it out. Write it out.
Pretty nice track, you know. See what she cooks up. Let's see what she cooks up with her. I don't even know what it's called, but you know. Is she cooking? Next. This is the only probably Christmas themed song I'm ever going to play. If you can consider it a song. I do. Some people might not. Real Silica Gel Slop Hour heads should know the importance and significance of James Ferraro to the show, because the show is named after a James Ferraro record, after all. This is Motel Christmas by James Ferraro off of his 2010 record, Feed Me. It's a little avant-garde, a little lo-fi, and like actually lo-fi, and I'm probably not going to play the whole thing. But, you know, it's interesting. Just, you know, sit, zone out or zone in, you know, listen to what's going on. Sounds like you're in like a, it sounds like you're in like an old seat, like, you know, like an old busted TV set in the 80s and you're on like DMT and you're in a computer too. You're in a computer and a TV and there's a radio on and it's Christmas and like you're in the internet, but you're also in like Cambodia somewhere. I don't know, but we're gonna play it and see what the listeners think. You know, I hope you enjoy. Let's go.
Thank you. It's a cold one tonight. It's getting dangerous out here, folks, so if you're still outside, please go indoors and enjoy this wonderful white Christmas night indoors. Such a lovely night, given by the angels above. Such a mysterious, tranquil night that comes but once a year. So enjoy it, folks, and keep your radio on, because I'll be with you all night. Until our big orange friend rises on this wonderful heavenly evening.
Sorry, ooh, that's loud. Sorry I made you sit through all that, you know. Hope you experienced the holiday whimsy now. And I wasn't, you know. I feel joyous. Because I love my James Ferraro. I love my early lo-fi James Ferraro, you know. I can't help it. That's just me. What's next? Changing it up significantly. This one's smooth. This one's lovely. We got some Sade. I'm Sade. Some classic Sade. Diamond Life 1984. This is for all the Diamond Lifers out there. It's Cherry Pie. Smooth, beautiful, so slick, so awesome. What a song. It's amazing. I'm going to play the whole thing because it's so good. Sit back, relax, drink in your hand. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wasn't gonna fade out there, you know. Couldn't rob anyone a moment of that, you know. We love Sade. Imagining a guy who pronounces it Shade. Or Sade. Or Sade. Or Saji. I don't know. We're spitballing here. Up next, this is a personal classic for me. I think of my most listened to artist of all time. The artist I have listened to more than any other artist ever. By a long shot. It's like double. I've seen my quote-unquote scrabbles. It's Pavement, by far. 16-year-old me, eating this up, you know. And it's stuck with me as a result. This is from probably my favorite Pavement record, Wowie Zowie. Controversial, I don't care. Pueblo. A little great track, you know, takes me back. You know, goes pretty hard, I would say. And we're gonna sit here in the studio and enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy it too. It's a great track. Let's go. Takes me back, you know. What a tune. Up next, another classic from my Wii years. Fishman's. From the live record, you know, I don't speak Japanese, so I'm not going to tell you the full title, but it's 98-12-28. This is the greatest live record of all time. You know, I'm saying that point blank. This is not a hyperbole. This is the greatest live album ever made. There's no debate there. This is Ikareta Baby. Classic little tune, you know. This album, it's so sad, it's so beautiful. Backstory, I'm doing the spiel, right? This was this live album, right? The concert, it was supposed to be a farewell concert for their bassist who was leaving the band. They were going to continue as a duo. However, a week after the concert, the lead singer died of a rare undiagnosed heart condition. He was like 30-something, you know, tragic. Ended up being the last concert he ever performed, and it's recorded live as a live album, and it's some of the most beautiful music ever. Maybe the most beautiful music ever. This is one of the shorter songs on it. I'm just going to go play a really lovely, beautiful song. Check out more Fishmans, because they're awesome. Let's go, baby. Fishmans. Enjoy.
Baby, you got it.
Yeah, man, beautiful. Inspires beauty, you know. That's what real art is. That's what real music is. Anyways, I just realized I haven't done the PSA, so I'm going to amend that right now. Let's hear what Paris Hilton has to say about voting rights.
Again. Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote.
I agree.
Around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face.
You can't.
So take a stand, register, and rock the vote.
I agree.
Baby.
Do that. Anyways, been another lovely week. Hope to see you all next week, if I'm not dead with finals and whatnot. You know, tune in again. Stay tuned in. The wonders of radio, you know. This is closing it out with Disco Inferno. A little experimental, but I think it caps it off nicely. A little weird, a little wacky, but whatever. I enjoy it. Hope you enjoy it too. See y'all next week. We got Next Year by Disco Inferno. And I'll see y'all. Enjoy and goodbye.